Thursday. That's what we do. Into the fifth, into the tenth year of doing this, trying to do the right thing for our country and our fellow man. That's the way I see it. The human race is under attack. The human race has been under attack. And that is my feeling, because there's a population reduction agenda by the elite, and it's engineered at the UN system, listeners. Last night, I was covering information, connecting the dot to the Security Council of the UN, non-governmental organizations, and sustainable development. And I went to click on the link for the list of non-governmental organizations and could not find them, and all of a sudden I had computer problems. Apparently it's gone. The problem is gone, but nobody gives any credence to that situation, because we aren't privy to any information about what happens at the Security Council of the UN system. But when you realize this information that's on our website that Larry provided for us, that I've seen in the past, the initiative for the Echo 92 Earth Charter, which I covered last week, ironically enough, it's on the website. When you connect dots to having to reduce the population, then everything in the world makes sense. The Middle East mess makes sense. A new Vietnam, because you do not know who your enemy is. Plain and simple. And this weather anomaly, Katrina, fabulous information by Dennis. According to Jim McCanny, was a creation. And once again, the public at large has no understanding that weather modification is a reality. Those of us that do research, that have had research done to prove our findings, have found patents related to weather modification, owning the weather 2025, which should be more implied to owning the weather 2005 from the U.S. Air Force, which was taken down and Darren saved it. But according to the deadpelican.com, they give updates regarding the situation down there. The deadpelican.com. So the Pelican is the source of this information. At 2:44 p.m. this afternoon, August 31st, media reports are painting a grim, violent picture of the New Orleans area. Authorities have thrown up their hands and given up on trying to stop the looting. Now, this is insane in itself. Why are these idiots looting when they have no place to put what they took? Why are they looting? What is the point of the looting? Why in the world will they be looting when they can't take with them what they loot? Anyway, the Pelican says chaos now reigns. The top Homeland Security official in New Orleans said bands of gunmen are roaming through New Orleans. WDSU reports. Terry Ebert said looters have been breaking into stores all over town to steal guns. The Times Pekin newspaper reported the gun section at a Walmart has been cleaned out, and the thieves are apparently using their guns with shots heard through the night. That's going to help our gun control efforts, isn't it? To stop the gun control. Guns aren't the only things drawing the thieves. People commandeered a forklift on high ground to lift storm shutters and break the glass of Rite Aid Pharmacy. A crowd stormed the store, carrying ice, water, and food. Well, when you're hungry and you're thirsty, what else are you going to do? That can't be shited upon. That should be acceptable at this stage. The insurance companies are going to go broke on this one in many respects. Think of the people that have automobiles with car payments, truck payments. And every vehicle that was down there is ruined. Totally ruined. History. And yet, are they strapped for these payments? Are they going to have to make these payments? Reports have indicated that those in rescue boats are being shot at times. They're being shot at, people. The rising floodwaters and breakdown in authority have created a situation of nightmare proportions. All are urged to stay away from New Orleans at all costs. Meanwhile, questions are surfacing in the national media about the state government's ability to deal with what has become a nightmare scenario. Sources close to the Pelican, who have evacuated the area, have expressed disgust and outrage at the local authorities' apparent failure to deal with the rising tide of looting. Some are convinced that their property will all be gone, even if it survives the floodwaters. State officials are also drawing fire. Some have criticized A.G. Charles Fote's appearance. I suppose that's Attorney General Charles Fote's appearance on Fox News last night. Many claim that he understated the level of chaos and looting, which has now reached epic proportions. A well-known radio host said this morning, quote, when this is over, some people will have a lot to answer for, end quote, referring to unnamed elected officials. Anyway, a lot of that you've probably heard already. A lot of that situation is very, very well chronicled by the major press at this point in time. So we have these situations that are very, very ominous, people. Many people don't understand weather modification. They don't think it even exists. And certainly, there's a weather modification section on our website, AmericanExpose.com. These scenarios are very, very obvious to us that do research. Understanding the big situation to decimate local economies, to decimate local governments. This is very obvious. Now, did the ruling, did the direction to cause this emanate from the Security Council at the United Nations system? That would be the most logical thing to state at this point. For me, with my research, here I see IEM team to develop catastrophic hurricane disaster plans for New Orleans and southeast Louisiana, dated June 3rd, 2004, listeners. Oh my. IEM Incorporated, the Baton Rouge-based emergency management and homeland security consultant, will lead the development of a catastrophic hurricane disaster plan for southeast Louisiana and the city of New Orleans under a more than half a million dollar contract with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. In making the announcement today, June 3rd, 2004, listeners, on behalf of teaming partners, Dewberry, URS Corporation, and James Lee Witt Associates, IEM Director of Homeland Security Wayne Thomas explained that the development of a based catastrophic hurricane disaster plan has urgency due to the recent start of the annual hurricane season, which runs through November. National weather experts are predicting an above normal Atlantic hurricane season with 6 to 8 hurricanes, of which 3 could be categorized as major. The IEM team will complete a functional exercise on a catastrophic hurricane strike in southeast Louisiana and use the results to develop a response and recovery plan. A catastrophic event is one that can overwhelm state, local, and private capabilities so quickly that communities could be devastated without federal assistance and multi-agency planning and preparedness. Thomas said that the greater New Orleans area is now one of the nation's most vulnerable locations for hurricane landfall. Quote, given this area's vulnerability, unique geographic location and elevation, and troubled escape routes, a plan that facilitates a rapid and effective hurricane response and recovery is critical, he said. The IEM team's approach to catastrophic planning meets the challenges associated with integrating multi-jurisdictional needs and capabilities into an effective plan for addressing catastrophic hurricane strikes as well as man-made catastrophic events, end quote. IEM President and CEO Madhu Buriwal is a recipient of a special permit award from the Louisiana Emergency Preparedness Association, the LEPA, for her work in New Orleans hurricane emergency preparedness. Oh my. IEM Incorporated was founded in 1985 and is one of the leading emergency management corporations in the U.S. While some organizations include emergency management as one of the many business areas, helping to plan for and manage emergencies is IEM's core business. IEM clients include some of the foremost federal emergency and defense organizations in the U.S., including the Department of Homeland Security, FEMA, the Defense Threat Reduction Agency, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That can be located at IEMINC.com. www.IEMINC.com. Also established in 1956, Dewberry, a multidisciplinary planning, engineering, and design firm employing more than 1,600 individuals as FEMA's largest contractor. Dewberry plays a significant role in the national effort to reduce the impact of both natural, which would be flood, fire, earthquake, tropical storm, cyclone, hurricane, tornado, and winter storm, and that's what they call natural, and man-made, hazardous waste, terrorism, etc. Hazards on people, property, and the economy. You can check them out at www.dewberry.com. So all this has been privatized. These are private corporations. What do we call this? A public-private partnership. URS Corporation provides planning, engineering, architecture, and applied science to hundreds of government agencies and private industrial and commercial companies worldwide. The company has more than 26,000 employees, the largest architectural and engineering firm in the U.S. For the fourth consecutive year, URS has approximately 500 employees in Louisiana. URS has over 30 years of experience in hazard mitigation planning and engineering support work for FEMA and other customers. You can reach their website at urscorp.com. urscorp.com. Then we have the James Lee Witt Associates, LLC, established in 2001 by the former director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency. As a leader in public safety and crisis management, headquartered in Washington, D.C., with offices in Atlanta, Chicago, and Sacramento, James Lee Witt Associates work with state, local, and foreign governments, corporations, hospitals, universities, and utilities in conducting vulnerability assessments, after event audits and reviews. That's after event audits and reviews. Oh boy. Developing all hazard emergency and continuity of operations planning, as well as with the telecommunications industry on wireless interoperability. www.witt.com. That's wittassociates.com. wittassociates.com. Very, very fabulous information supplied by Dennis. In other words, Bush privatized catastrophic hurricane disaster plan in 2004. Quite an amazing scenario that we live today. Here I see, dated August 28th, Sunday, Hurricane Eyes, New Orleans. Here I see on Sunday, Katrina bears down, front page on the Oklahoman. Here I see, in fiscal year 2006, the New Orleans District of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is bracing for a record $71.2 million reduction in federal funding. This is dated June 6, 2005, listeners. New Orleans District of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers faces cuts. Bracing for a record $71.2 million reduction in federal funding. It would be the largest single-year funding loss ever for the New Orleans District Corporation, the Corps officials said. I've been here over 30 years, and I've never seen this level of reduction, said Al Naomi, project manager for the New Orleans District. I think part of the problem is it's not so much the reduction, it's the drastic reduction in one fiscal year. It's the immediacy of the reduction, and I think it is the hardest thing to adapt to. There's an economic ripple effect also. The cuts mean major hurricane and flood protection projects will not be awarded to local engineering firms. Also, a study to determine ways to protect the region from a Category 5 hurricane has been shelved for now. Money is so tight, the New Orleans District, which employs 1,300 people, instituted a hiring freeze last month on all positions. The freeze is the first of its kind in about 10 years, according to Marcia Dima, chief of the Core Programs Management Branch. Stephen Jeslink, interim commander of the New Orleans Core District, told employees of an internal email dated May 25th that the district is experiencing financial challenges. Execution of our available funds must be dealt with through prudent district-wide management decisions. In addition to the hiring freeze, Jess Link concealed the annual core picnic, or I'm sorry, canceled the annual core picnic held every June. This is dated June 6, 2005. In fiscal year 2006, New Orleans District of U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is bracing for a record $71.2 million reduction in federal funds. Congress is setting the core budget. The House of Representatives wants to cut the New Orleans District budget 21% to $272.4 million in 2006, down from $343.5 million in 2005. Yow. The House figure is about $20 million lower than the President suggested, $290.7 million budget. And according to this information, it's now up to the Senate. Senator Mary Landrieu, Democrat of New Orleans, is making no promises. It's going to be very tough, Landrieu said. The House was not able to add back this money, but hopefully we can rally to the Senate and get some of the money back, she said. Quite a lengthy article here. The point is, was this an engineered event? That is what everybody needs to be concentrating on. Was it an arranged event? Was it engineered from the higher-ups at the Security Council of the United Nations system, of which we're a part of, to fulfill a population reduction agenda? You know, there's 112 or so deaths right now that have been covered. There could be 1,200. There could be 2,000 dead. And there is the situation at hand, people. I'm so sorry this has happened. I'm so sorry we're in this situation. But I'm very, very sorry that we lost 54,000 soldiers in Korea. I'm very sorry for those families that lost their loved ones in Korea. I'm very sorry for those that lost their families and loved ones in Vietnam. I don't forget that. I'll never forget that. And I wasn't even there. But here we have another Vietnam in the Middle East that is off the front page again. We just don't know what's happening over there. We just don't know what's happening anywhere in the world because we're receiving information from sourced, controlled sources. Dated August 31st today, about 23,000 refugees stuck in the New Orleans Superdome arena after Hurricane Katrina flooded the city will be given shelter in the Houston Astrodome, Texas Governor Rick Perry said on Wednesday. Perry told a news conference that Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco had requested his help. Quote, she asked if Texas will be willing to accept some 23,000 people who today are stranded in the Superdome. I told her, absolutely, we will make the Astrodome available. We will do our part to help them get through this tragedy, end quote, he said. He said he would expect to see people arriving at the Astrodome in the next 24 hours. I think, quote, he says, I think there are some 500 buses that FEMA has made available to transport these individuals, end quote. Officials helpless against looters? By all means. Martial law declared in New Orleans? Absolutely. And where does it stop? Where does it stop, people? Where does it stop? Where is this one going to stop? Wouldn't it be logical to expose the ability to modify the weather, to steer hurricanes and tornadoes, to cause earthquakes, which sounds so outrageous right now when people don't understand. These are realities. Weather wars are happening, have been happening. Weather wars were conducted during the Vietnam War. From Biloxi, Mississippi, Joy Chauvist swam for her life, fighting Hurricane Katrina's storm surge and its angry winds, brushing aside debris and flooding cars to reach higher ground. Behind her, some of her neighbors in the quiet water beach apartments were dying, trapped in their crumbling two-story building as it was swept away with much of this Mississippi coast community Monday. The exact number of deaths in the building was still unclear, with estimates ranging from three to dozens. Early reports said 30 died. Joe Spraggins, civil defense director for Harrison County, home to Biloxi and Gulfport, said the county's death toll was at least 100. And officials were, quote, very, very worried that this is going to go a lot higher, end quote. And I can understand that. I'm sure it will go much higher. I'm sure it will go over 1,000 when it's over and done with. The only remaining evidence of the quiet water beach apartments was a concrete slab surrounded by a heap of red bricks that were once the building's walls. The storm also inflicted a punishing blow to Biloxi's waterfront casinos, which I'm sure you already know. Aerial footage showed the Grand Casino landed in the side of a busy highway. In other words, big buildings were actually taken and moved by the torrential storm. But this is old news for you. It's a sad, sad commentary to see, though, as GM extends its discount program, dated August 26th, And think of all those people that have new trucks, new cars. As I keep repeating. From Novosti, officials from the Russian Consulate General in Houston, Texas, is providing assistance to Russians in the zone affected by Hurricane Katrina, a Russian foreign ministry official said Wednesday. According to the diplomat, the consulate is maintaining contacts with federal and regional emergency centers of the U.S. Department of State's Bureau of Consular Affairs and regional Red Cross offices to locate people based on individual requests. Yep. And so, the Russian Emergencies Ministry will send an aircraft to the U.S. carrying helicopters for evacuating Russian citizens from high-rise buildings in the areas hit by Hurricane Katrina. The deputy governor of the Urals region of Prim said Wednesday. Sad, sad commentary to have. Weather modification a reality? Absolutely. Was this caused by weather modification? Always my opinion comes to yes. In this day and time.
Opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of the First Amendment Radio Network or its affiliated radio stations.
If you'd like to get a copy of this program, there are a few ways that we can help you. You may subscribe at firstamendmentradio.com for only $45 a month, and you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all of our programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a password for our audio archives online. That's a $15 value. Or you may request any month of any program on one MP3 CD for a minimum donation of only $25, or any single program on tape, MP3 CD, or CD for only $15. You may do all of this online at firstamendmentradio.com. Just follow the instructions to make a donation or subscribe. You may also adopt an hour of your favorite program. Please don't forget that most of the program...
Okay, welcome back to the broadcast. Didn't have the right song queued up. Oh, well. Just the way it goes. Oh, yeah, there it is. Just what I wanted. Okay. We'll set it up for something else. Russian to send aircraft to hurricane zone in the U.S.? Vladimir Lobanov said, quote, the aircraft should arrive in the Baton Rouge rescue station near New Orleans. We hope that the Russian citizens, who include people from Perm, will receive help, end quote. Yes. Information on hurricane victims from Perm had been sent from the Russian consulate in Washington to Russian Consul General in Houston, Nikolai Sabatsky. The diplomats then began to cooperate with U.S. authorities in the disaster area. At least three Russian students are stuck on the roof of a hotel in New Orleans, of whom have managed to contact their parents. Attempts are being made to contact the parents of the third student. And the beat goes on, America. 90% of structures in Mississippi, a disaster zone. They're gone. Officials rescue Katrina survivors amid chaos. Storm economic impact seen modest, says the White House. Pentagon coordinating Katrina response. Warships and hospital ships join in storm relief. Russia offers help to U.S. after Hurricane Katrina. And here's the one that everybody wants to know about. As I saw photographs of gas, or actually not photographs, but news feeds of gas lines in Atlanta, And it's been reported that gasoline is $5 a gallon there with the gas lines already. Hurricane Katrina hit the U.S. Gulf Coast. This comes from Pravda, people. Pravda. Sourced information from Moscow. Hurricane Katrina, which hit the U.S. Gulf Coast, has not set a record in terms of the economic damage yet. Moreover, analysts are certain that consequences of the current oil crisis, which Katrina caused, will soon be settled. The storm became another reason to aim oil prices upwards on the world markets and initiate another discussion about the oil future of the world. The unbelievable hurricane in the southeast was virtually ceased the oil extraction in the U.S. The daily norm of oil shipments have been reduced by 92%. They shut down oil refineries in Oklahoma. Wouldn't it be logical to reopen the oil refineries in Oklahoma? When they keep saying the hurricane with a sweet woman's name, Katrina, gave rise to a panic in the expert community, some experts believe that the sudden and almost the total reduction of the oil extraction in the U.S. will eventually bring an immense damage to U.S. economy, from high prices on fuel to the overall decrease in the national industrial output. Well, isn't that the whole point? Isn't that the whole point? Am I being cynical? Why in the world am I being cynical when our sons and daughters are off to wars? For what purpose? For the UN system and the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. It is not our military any longer. It doesn't represent our country. Our military didn't represent our country since the end of the Second World War. People don't have a clue about this. They don't think. They don't use their heads because they're never told this. It's never revealed to them about this situation. Our military is the UN military. Has been since 1945. Actually, since 1942, January 1st. That's exactly right. Our military has been part of the United Nations system since January 1st, 1942. I've chronicled that many times in the past. And so this is the 60th anniversary. We just passed the month of the 60th anniversary of the two atomic bomb droppings on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. That's ridiculous. That's stupid. That's insane. There's two little islands, Iwo Jima and Okinawa, that were the bloodiest battles of the Second World War in the Pacific. Bloody. Many of our sons and or fathers and grandfathers died on Hiroshima and on Iwo Jima and Okinawa. That was the place to drop the atomic bombs on those two islands. Not in Japan, which had already been carpet bombed for weeks on end with B-29s. The insanity of where we live today, coming back to the insanity of the Second World War, to where we have soldiers dying in the Middle East, where you don't know who your enemy is, is nothing more than that. Total insanity. And then we have these weather situations that could very, very well have been created to devastate this country and this economy even further when our national debt is approaching $8 trillion. This prompt information says, it is not ruled out that the U.S. President Bush may succumb to pressure and tap the holy of holies of the USA, the nation's strategic oil reserve, as prices soar, which has already been disclosed by the press that he's going to do that. The reduction of strategic oil reserves in the United States is one of the reasons for skyrocketing prices on oil, according to USA Today. The Bush administration said it would consider lending oil from the nation's emergency stockpile to refiners that request it. And then China just received, oh, what was that amount? Russia to supply 15 million tons of oil to China. It's just amazing, people, how this is all being engineered. The world scenario, having been engineered from the past, is engineered now. All the time, Dennis comes up with fabulous information, and there's something called the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow. And it's very interesting as it unfolds. Global shifts on global warming. G8 and Asia-Pacific Partnership suggest move away from Kyoto and towards science and market-based solutions. Working to make global poverty history. Global warming science faces state of fear. Constructing a constructive energy strategy. Working to make global poverty history. Think of how many people in the Louisiana area are devastated. Financially, totally devastated. How can that be? If it wasn't created. And there's the crux of the problem. I'm sorry to be the one to have to do this. I'm at a stage where I'm becoming speechless. Dated August 27th, Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan said Friday that he cautioned Americans against thinking the value of their homes and their investments will only go higher, saying, quote, history has not dealt kindly, end quote. With that kind of optimism, Greenspan also said that bloated trade and budget deficits threaten the long-term health of the U.S. economy. Oh my, is that revolutionary? His warnings made it a high-profile economic policy conference. Came as the Fed chief and prominent economist pondered his 18 years at the central bank and the legacy he will leave. He's expected to step down in 5 months. This is Alan Greenspan, who's the alternate Secretary of the Treasury and also the alternate U.S. Governor of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. Rising house and stock prices have made many people feel more wealthy and have helped to support consumer spending, a key ingredient of the economy's good health. Greenspan, however, said people shouldn't count on their paper wealth. Oh, my. People shouldn't count on their paper wealth, which can evaporate if economic conditions deteriorate rapidly. What is he saying, listeners? This article is a keeper. This article is a keeper. Well, what they perceive as newly abundant liquidity can rapidly disappear. Any onset of increased investor caution, end quote, could cause home and stock prices to drop, he noted. A long spell of low interest rates and low risks for investors has especially encouraged investment in homes. Greenspan worried about what would happen if that climate were to change, quote, history has not dealt kindly with the aftermath of protracted periods of low-risk premiums, end quote, he said. Oh, my. Low interest rates have powered the booming housing market. Home sales have hit record highs 4 years in a row, and house prices are surging. In previous speeches, Greenspan has warned of froth and speculative fervor gripping some local housing markets. Quote, Greenspan is giving individuals ample warning that they need to take in that into account, end quote. Alan Sinai, chief global economist at Decision Economics, said in an interview, Sinai and others believe Greenspan was strengthening his warning about the booming housing market, but they didn't think he was signaling a new concern about the development of a national housing price bubble. Instead, they said he seemed to be stressing his oft-stated worries about bubbles in local housing markets. Quote, he's saying with the position he's had more, or had before, there are local bubbles, but no national bubble. End quote. Bubbles and busts with a debt note society, people. HIV/AIDS is taking its toll on public service, but the government will not break its silence about the effect of the epidemic on governance. Oh, yes. Despite several requests over the past 2 months for information, the Department of Public Service and Administration has not divulged the number of public servants infected with HIV/AIDS or of employees who have died as a result of illnesses related to the pandemic. According to several reports and healthcare professionals, however, the government's ability to provide essential services is coming under heavy pressure. An investigation by the Sunday Independent found that the extent of AIDS in the public service mirrors that in the private sector, which stands at between 10% and 12%, leading analysts to assume that at least 100,000 out of 1 million government employees are HIV positive. The National Department of Public Service and Administration collected data on AIDS infection from national and provincial departments a year ago, but has not released the data. Similarly, two reports, one in 2000 and another in 2002, that painted a bleak picture at the ability of the public service to function smoothly as AIDS started to affect government officials, remained suppressed long after being completed. Liz Flood, a senior official at the Gauteng Health Department, said, quote, people are dying even in the civil service, end quote. AIDS, a designer disease, listeners, teachers, and healthcare workers, especially nursing staff, are particularly vulnerable, according to two studies by the Human Sciences Research Council, the HSRC. Last month, a survey by the HSRC in association with the Education Labor Relations Council reported that about 4,000 teachers died of AIDS last year, while 12.7% of educators were HIV positive, with the highest incidence reported in rural areas. The government employs 360,000 teachers. Well, I say just don't play. Don't put yourself in a position to get it. That's the only way to live today, listeners. Abstinence. Unless you know who you're with and been together for a long time. Another HSRC study on healthcare workers found that an estimated 13% of them died of HIV/AIDS-related illnesses from 97 to 2001. This conclusion is based on a sample of mortality figures from between 97 and 2001 provided by Statistics SA. According to analysis of these figures, 5.6% of health workers died of various AIDS-related illnesses, while a further 7.5% died of tuberculosis. It's on the site. Dennis did it. It's Dennis's fault we learn all this stuff. This is dated July 10th, 2005. IOL.co.za. The Sunday Independent is the source. July 10th, 2005. This ought to boggle your mind a little bit, listeners. Oh, my. From the Canada Free Press. Hmm. taking forever to come up. And that's the way that happens. We have a section on endangered species. We don't have a section on invasive species yet. Dated August 23rd, according to a recently released study at by the UK chapter of the International Fund for Animal Welfare, the IFAW, a booming internet trade in exotic animal parts is hastening the extinction of a host of endangered wildlife species around the world. The report, quote, caught in the web, wildlife trade in the internet, end quote, cites hundreds of examples of live permits and thousands of rare animal products, for the most part the product of illegal poaching, for sale via websites. Well, let's shut down the site, huh? Let's shut down and control the web. Quote, trade in the internet is easy, cheap, and anonymous on our website. It's there. AmericanExpose.com. I don't take any credit for it anymore. Never really wanted to. Dated August 30th, listeners, Michael Scheibel to be presented as hero at Minnesota Ethics Conference. Even in death, Terry Schindler Scheibel gets no peace from her estranged husband and guardian on Earth, Michael Scheibel. Boy, what an indicative direction to not getting married. Let's not get too cynical, Chris. With his Guardian of the Year award from the Florida State Guardianship Association on his mantle, Scheibel has been sent an invitation to attend a euthanasia conference at the Hennepin County Medical Center in Minnesota. Minnesota is Dr. Ronald Crawford County. Cranford is his name. He was a professor of neurology at the University of Minnesota when he examined Terry Scheibel in 2002. Losing my voice. Break time.